Okay, how you guys doing? Proud of you guys. Okay, we ready? Okay, let's begin, guys. It's great to see you. Okay, great to see everyone here, Baruch Hashem. Let's start with number Yud. You ready? Are you ready for the learning? Let's go. I'm proud of you. Doesn't make a difference whether the colleges don't you don't have, but you come for the Torah, Baruch Hashem. The weather was good. We're able to get in. Okay? So we left off at number 28. What is the Rambam Shita regarding Kosvei Sfarim? Very interesting thing. There are Sofrim, our big tzaddikim, and you know, if you're writing Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, the Gemara said Beferish that you're what? Gemara says Beferish that we consider yourself to be Potter. Okay? Actually, we left off at 28 or 27?
28.
Yeah, we didn't do the full thing. Let's do 27. Ma'omir Reb Chananya ben Akavya l'gabi Kosis Farm. Reb Chananya ben Akavya said, one of Kosis Farm is Osik Melech Shamayim, is Potter from other mitzvahs. So the Magen Avraham says, the Yerushalmi. Many Gedolei Achronim ask, and that is the problem. The Yerushalmi says, Beferish, let's get it. The Yerushalmi says, B'chanan ben Akavya said, you're mafsik for Kriya Shema, for Tefillah and Tefillin, and all mitzvahs amuris b'toira. So here we have the Bavli that said that Sofrim have to what? Are Pata from mitzvahs. And here you have the Yerushalmi that say, no, they got to stop their work and do Kriya Shema, Tefillah and Tefillin. It's a stira mamis between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi, so the answer is, of the Gedolei Achronim, okay, the Magen Avraham, that's what I was referring to, the Korban Hasan, will say a very beautiful answer. And they say the Yerushalmi is talking about their multiple Sofrim in the city. So if there are multiple Sofrim in the city, then Lamais Yerchayv and Mitzvahs. Let the other Sofer do it. But here in the Bavli, we're talking about you're the one Sofer in the city. You need to facilitate everyone having to say Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzah, and therefore Halacha Lamais Yerpater. Please get that. Okay, that's what I want from number 27. What Rabbi Chaim and Akavia says, and also how it squares with Yerushalmi. So that's 27. 28. What is the Shitas Rambam on Kosvei Sfarim? So the Rambam, believe it or not, leaves it out. He never has the Allah. He's mashmin. We know that word mashmin. He leaves out the din that if you're kosher sefer Torah, you're putter from Kriya Shema and mitzvahs. The Beis Yosef says, you know why he left it out? Kiva, you with me? We're number 28. Why did the Rambam leave it out? Because he paskins like the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Kosvei Stam. Stam is an acronym for sefer Torah, tefillah, mezuzah, archive and mitzvahs. Okay? And the Mishkanis Yankov says that the Rambam says, Al Pisvara, this is an inappropriate example of Oskim Mitzvah, Patam and a Mitzvah. Because the truth is, Ksivas Sefer Torah, Tefillin Mezuzah is not a mitzvah you're mechuyiv to do. It's a mitzvah's kiyumis. Tefillin you're mechuyiv to put on. You're not mechuyiv to write Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzah. If you don't want to do it, you're not mechuyiv to write it. It's a situational mitzvah. So he says that's why it's not appropriate to say Oskim Mitzvah, Patam and a Mitzvah. So I want you to get the two reasons why the Rambam left it out. Number one is to say he holds like the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi holds straight up that it's a Machlis Bavli Yerushalmi, not like the answer of the Magen Avraham, that a Kosvei Stam is Chayv in Mitzvahs. L'maisa, you don't say Oskim Mitzvah Patam in Mitzvah. And the Mishkanis Yankov says the reason why you don't say it is because you're not Machlis to do it. So if you're not Machlis to do it, you don't say Oskim Mitzvah Patam in Mitzvah, which is a big Kiddush. Because we said if you're Oskim Mitzvah with the Rabbanon, you're Patam from a what? A Mitzvah Deraisa. So shouldn't you say if you're Oskim Mitzvah Kiyumis, that's a Patam from a Mitzvah Deraisa? Wouldn't we say the same thing? You follow what I'm saying? It's a big Kiddush. Again, if you're Osik and Mitzvah the Rabbanu, we say you're Potter Mitzvah Raisa. Here he's saying, Mishkas Yaakov, if you're Osik and Mitzvah Kiyumis, you are not Potter from the other Mitzvah. So I would think if you're Potter Mitzvah the Rabbanu, for sure you should be Potter if you're doing the Mitzvah Kiyumis. Avram, you follow what I'm saying? It's a big Kiddush, this Mishkas Yaakov. So I want you to get where the Rambam left it out. He passes like Yerushalmi, but you got to say, why does Yerushalmi not hold Osik and Mitzvah Potter and Mitzvah? Seems like it's a Machlis Bavli Yerushalmi. If I'm Osik and Mitzvah Kiyumis, am I Potter from Mitzvah B? Bavli says what? You are. Yerushalmi says you're not. And the Rambam holds like the Yerushalmi. Even though usually when it's a Machlis Bavli Yerushalmi, the Rambam holds like the Bavli, but here you have to say it's an exception. Okay, which is a big Kiddush, that's far, as we said. Okay, that's 28. 29. What is the din if you get paid to do a mitzvah, legabi osik mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah? So that's where the Magen Avraham, the other Magen Avraham, makes a diuk where the Rashi says, Rashi makes a beautiful. What'd you say? I couldn't hear you.
It's about
Kavanah? No, yeah, it's about, yeah, exactly. Rashi says, HaTigran LaLochim Kedei Limkor Lam Tzion L'Tzarech Lehem. You buy it in order to facilitate not to make money. If your kavana is to facilitate doing mitzvahs, correct, Jacob, then it's fine, Lamaisa. But if your whole point is to make money, then El Chanami won't say Osik mitzvah, Patim ne mitzvah. So even if you are a sofer, and that's your parnasa, but that parnasa is really the side thing. If you go into Klei Kodesh to be a Rav, to be a Mechanech, and the Iker is to make money, but anyway, we chaz over the joke too. Though I said we said if you're going, you don't go into Klei Kodesh for the money anyway,
you're not,
right?
You're not so
that's
good at
that's what we. No, but we said also you don't go into. You know, it's not a lot of money, so you know you're not going into it for that. So Lomaisa, the din is you want to go into Chavot Shomayim to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and teach Torah for the right reasons. But it depends what the fellow's zikr is. If the guy's a businessman, if the businessman is selling Judaica, if he's doing it to facilitate mitzvah, that's fine. If he's doing it to make money, then not the way. That was the chiddush we said of the Magen Avraham. Okay, so on 27, I kind of confused. 27 is what we did correct today. I think at the end of Shir yesterday, I said the other Magen, the two Magen Avraham. 27 is the Magen Avraham, the Sal, the Yishami Bavli, about Kozik Sefer Torah, and 29 is about making the money. Okay, and lastly, number 30, how we mazbil Lashon Lakayim did Rav Yosef Aglili. You notice that in the Gemara? Yehuda, what was the Lashon of the Gemara? The Lashon of the Gemara was that anyone's Osik in Melech Shamayim, like Mochrei Tcheles, or Patron Krishma Tzulun Tzulun, coming some return, like Kayim did Rav Yosef Aglili. To establish Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Shai Rabbi Yosef Aglili, the Omer Osik Mitzvah, Patim and Mitzvah. What do you mean to establish Rabbi Yosef Aglili? What do you mean to establish? A strange Lashon. So we said a beautiful pshat from the Aruch Lanier. The Chiddush is that I'm not being Osik Mamish in the Mitzvah. I'm facilitating Mitzvahs by writing Sefer Torah, by writing Tefillin Mezuzah. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says that's still included in what Osik Mitzvah, Patim and Mitzvah. Don't think you have to be Osik Mamish. You can even be a facilitator. Where you're writing, it's like a Hechsher Mitzvah a little bit. Even if I'm involved in facilitating or a Hechsher Mitzvah, I also will say, Osik Mitzvah, Patim and Mitzvah. Okay? That's why we said the Lashon is L'Kayim, that we're trying to broaden the definition of what Osik means. It doesn't mean Osik Mamish, says the Oracle Nerd. It's broadened even to include what? Even to include facilitating or a Hechsher Mitzvah. Okay, great. Hey, Adam, did you get one of these? Did you get one? Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Adam.
For the Magen Avraham about the Kavanah,
yes.
What it is. Halacha Lamaisa, does the person doing it like need to judge for himself if he's doing it for the right reasons?
Yes, yes, he's got to judge for himself. We hope that, you know, we hope that he's being honest with himself. Well said. But you got to be honest with yourself. Very good. Okay. Let's begin now, Shir number 3, number 1. Okay? Here we go. Okay, we finished up 2. Okay, Don, you ready? Let's go. Ma din shel hochei drachim v'lama. Please get it. Straight up dinim from the Gemara. The Brisa lists beferish. If you're a holy, if you're a traveling salesman in the daytime, you're putter and suk in the day, but you're chayv at night. If you're a traveling salesman that works at night, you're putter and suk at night, but you're chayv in the daytime. If you're a holchei drachim, bein biyom bein belayla, you work 24/7, lamaisa, you're always on, so you're putter besukah bein biyom bein belayla. Has nothing to do with osk mitzvah. It's all a facility, a notion of teshu gain to duru. I mean, the guy who goes out of it, he's never at home. He's always working. So Teshu gain to duru, instead of sitting in your house, you got to sit in sukkah. He's never in his house. So don't get it wrong. It has nothing to do with osik mitzvah. It flows from Teshu gain to duru. That's the flat-out din halacha lamaisa. However, we did say, and I want you to get this, it's an interesting lashon that the Ran said, very interestingly, the Ran made a very interesting diuk, and that diuk runs as follows, okay? When you get to the yishuv lamaisa, right, Taisa says, I want you to get to the Ran said the same thing. If you're a hochei drachim, if you're traveling salesman b'day, you're chayiv at night. Where are you chayiv at night? Taisa and the Ran said. When are you chayiv at night? When you get home. In other words, if you're still on the highway, you are still going to be potter. You follow me? You're a traveling salesman b'yom, and when you get home at night, be yishuv. The Ran says when you get be yishuv. You're not mechuyev to what to do it while you're on the highway. Okay? That's a very important chiddush I want you to get. That's the din, halacha lamaisa, okay? And when you get there, lamaisa, that's what he says, okay? When you get to the yishuv, you're still on the way, you're going to be part. Taisa said that and the Ran said that. So that's all the answer number 1. Please get it. Flows from Teish Gendur. Number 2. What's the din of Shomrei Ganos Apardesim, Lagabe Sukkah, and why don't you make the Sukkah and the Gina Apardesim, Lfi Abai, Lfi Rava? So the Gemara says Beferish, black on white. It says by Shomer Gunnus or Pardesim in the name of the Brisa, the guy is Patam sitting in Sukkah. Bain Beyon Bain Belial. you're a guardsman of a orchard or a garden orchard, you're putting me in a while. Gemara says, what's the big deal? Right? Akiva, let's get it down. Make the sukkah out there in the orchard, garden in the orchard. So Abaye gives the following answer. He says, Teshu gain the duru. Teshu gain the duru means that normally what you live in the sukkah like you live throughout the year. Okay? And therefore, Allah Lamaisa, I live normally with my bed, my cushions. No one brings out their beds and cushions and their chairs outside to the orchard and to the garden. To the gardens and the orchards. And therefore Abaye says you're putter. And Rava says, you know what? Rava says a different svara. He says, if you build a sukkah out there, you're not going to be guarding the gardens and the orchards well, and therefore a ganav is going to come and steal, and you'll lose your job. So please get that. That's Abaye of a Rava, straight up in the Gemara, guys. Okay? That's number two.
So they both agree putter.
That's a brisa. But the Gemara challenged it and said, put a sukkah out there. So Abaye gave his theory that it's a tremendous, you know, tericha to go out there. And Rava said, you're going to lose your job. Okay, that's two. Yes.
Oh, Rav is still pulled by T-shirt.
Yes, we're going to get to that. Excellent.
Why can't you use that?
No, because we're going to get to it in the questions. We're going to get to it in the questions, Don. It's a good question. But I want you to note that as long as he asked that, the T-shirt can do is a brisa, Tosas points out. That's written by the Tanoim. Everyone agrees with that. The question is, what is the scope and the definition of T-shirt can do? So brisa and chavzayin amav. Tosas points that out right here. Dibur maska pritsa going out. Not that Rav is chaylik on teishu gedur. Chas v'shalom. It's a brisa. The question is what the scope of it is. Yes, Adam.
What's the nachmina between Rav saying that you're going to lose your job versus someone who has tirda that they might like lose their stuff on the boat? Like they're both. It's a hefsed mamon, but why is it a patron?
They're completely different topics. The one about losing the boat and losing the parnasa, that's about lemaisa being osk mitzvah patim and mitzvah. That's the mice, you can't get it together. There's tirda. So the Gemara says, that's tirda rishus, you got to get it together. But here, this is a special mandate how to do a mitzvah of sukkah. Teishu kein
deduru. Right, but isn't Rava not applying teishu kein deduru? He's just saying it's a hefsed mamon.
Yeah, Rava's, because you're never going to live in your house in a manner where you're going to lose money or lose your job. It's all the mitzvah of sukkah is modeled after what you would do in your house. So you're never going to do something that's going to lose money from your bank account. So you're not mechuyif to sit in the sukkah if you lose money from the bank account. What the issue we said about Tavri Shvinos B'Yam, that's general tirda about doing mitzvahs in general. That you got to get it together. So tirda rishus. This is a specific definition about sukkah.
And he's saying it's a function of teshu.
Yes, because teshu gandiru is a description of how you fill the mitzvah of sukkah. That other issue of Tavri Shvinos is a general didn't call it Torah Kula. Okay, so that's number two. Number three. What's a nafkamina to Nabaye Rava? Straight up, guys. So the Gemara gives one nafkamina. Karya de Peri. What do you mean? All I'm guarding out there is a small pile of fruit. So according to Lamaisa Rava, I can build a sukkah and watch the fruit while I'm in the sukkah. No big deal. So according to Rava, you got to build a sukkah out there. And according to Abaye, no way. I'm still going to have to schlep my stuff out. That's still a complete tircha. And according to Abaye, you'll be putter. So that's a very clear nafkamina. According to Abaye, I'll still be putter because it's still a tircha, even though I'm guarding a small pile of fruit. But it's a tircha to bring all my stuff out there. Rava says, you know what? The bottom line is you're mechuyev in a sukkah because you're right. You can sit in the sukkah, you won't lose your job because you'll guard the fruit, there won't be a gneva. Okay, good. That's number three. Four. How's the ritva mazva machloikstein Rav and Abaye? Very important ritva, and this is what Donnie Rulululu was asking. It's a fundamental machloikis, says the ritva, between Rav and Abaye as to the scope of teshu and kane deduru. Yehuda, please get this down. You're writing very good yesterday. Please continue. Okay, forget about the weather, okay? Lamaisa, we're learning Torah. It's a schus to learn the Torah. Okay? We're on number four, Yehudi. You got me? What is the definition of Teshu Gandiru? Abaye says, I'll tell you what the definition is. No one lives in a manner in his house where it's in a form of a tircha. You live in your house because you have comfortable, it's comfortable, should be nice. Bez Hashem, you'll be able to live in your house with good health. He says, but the din is, he says, if you're going to invoke tircha to go ahead and build a sukkah outside, many long far away, forget about it. It's not, there is no chiyuv to build a sukkah. Teshu gedaduru precludes you from engaging in tircha to build your sukkah. That's Abaye. And Rava says, you know what, I beg to differ with you. Rava says, I beg to differ with you strongly. It is not an issue of tircha. Sometimes you have to put it forth tircha to do mitzvahs. However, Teshu ken deduru means losing your job or tsar. Hefsid or tsar. Meaning you're going to lose your job, your health will be impinged upon, Therefore, you don't live in a house in a manner where you're going to lose money, or you're going to lose, you live in freezing weather, where you're going to have a cold. So therefore, in this, Tejugin Aduru is constricted only to Tsar or Hefsin. Abaye lengthens it, or widens it, we should say, and it's conceptually, it includes even Tircha. You must get that Ritva. Very incredible Ritva. And based on that, as I just said a few minutes ago, now, don't tell me, God forbid, that Rava denies Tejugin Aduru. That's a brisa. On Dafkov Zainov, that's exactly what Tosis points out, Pirzer Korolaganov. But Rav has a different definition of what the scope of Tejugin Aduru is. Okay, that's four. It's a beautiful riff. We went through it, Lamaisa. Okay, that's four. Five. What is the machlis in the Magen Avraham and the Levush regarding Holchei Drachim Biyom Lekavei Chayam Livno Sukkah Vlaila? You're a traveling salesman today, and what do we say? We say at night you gotta what, sit in Sukkah. What happens if you don't have a Sukkah? Do you have to even build a Sukkah? That was a very, very important machloek, as we saw. And the Magen Avraham, believe it or not, the Magen Avraham Simon Tafresh Mem Sivkon Tetvav says, yes, you must build the sukkah. Because Allah Almighty says, Laila Zman Chiyuv, you're not working, you're off, you're only a traveling salesman in the daytime, you better build the sukkah, Allah Almighty. And he even pointed out, he points out, if you have a sukkah already there, then you have to eat there. But biyom, you don't have to build a sukkah. Obviously, you're traveling. But if you have a sukkah there and you're eating lunch, then sit in the sukkah. Even during the daytime, he said. Magen Avraham is very machmer. Again, in the daytime, he says, if you have a sukkah around, then eat there for your lunch break. Okay? A lot of guys that work in Pesach that do not live in Pesach use our sukkah in the shul during sukkahs and Chol HaMoed. If they have to work Chol HaMoed, they come and sit in the sukkah so they can have their lunch. But the Magen Avraham says at night, Lamaisa, you're mechuyev to the degree you got to build the sukkah. Comes along the Lavush, he says, absolutely not. The Lavush says it's way too much to have to build a sukkah. It might take you hours to build a sukkah. And therefore, it might take you hours. He says, Lamaisa, halacha Lamaisa is going to, you're mechayev b'layla more than the daytime that you should look for a sukkah. Right? If you should look for a sukkah, the daytime you don't have to look. At nighttime you got to look, but you don't have to build it. That's not teshukein de duru. To work most of the night, to build a sukkah? So the Avush says, you're not mechuyev to build it. So the truth is, can you pin this down in any Rishonim? So the Bira Halacha says, the Rabbeinu Manoach holds like the Lavush. And we said, if you read the Ramah closely, the Ramah is also mashma like the Lavush. That there is no chiyuv to build it at night. Absolutely not. That's if you read the Mishnah Berurah holds Lamaisa like the Lavush. Because there's a Rabbeinu Manoach like that, Rabbeinu Manoach like that, the Ramah is mashma like that. Mr. Bruce says, you hold like the Lavush, but please get that machlaikis halacha lomaisa. Okay, so we side with the Lavush, you're not mechuyev to build it. That's five. Six, what about security guards? What about security guards, shomri mamon, like in a store, is he mechuyev in a sukkah? So we had a very fascinating Yushalmi comment on the security guards. Do you have, Yonatan, let's get this down. You write it down, you focus, okay? What about a security guard's chiyev? So there's Yushalmi that's very obscure. We're not sure what it means. So he said the following. According to the Korban Eid on the side of the Yushalmi, a security guard is no doubt chayv in sukkah. No doubt. Halacha
l'maisa. Why wouldn't they be?
Because they're working all the time. So the Magen Avraham says no. The Magen Avraham says that a shomrei mamon, meaning security guard, a shomrei mamon, is pater bein b'yom bein b'layla, like ganas or pardesim, because they're always working. Whereas Shomrei Ir is not that. If you're Shomrei B'yom, you're Chai B'Layla. Shomrei B'Layla, you're Chai B'Yom. So that was the second opinion. Diametrically opposed from one another. Korban Eida says, Halacha L'maaseh said that Shomrei Mamon are Chai in Sukkah. The Magen Avraham says, no, Shomrei Mamon are Potter from Sukkah. And then we had a split. What was the third Shita? The Afeinayim. The Afeinayim distinguished in eating and drinking, and I want you to get this. The Yushalmi is talking about sleeping. When you're sleeping, are you a Shomer? No, what kind of a shomer sleeps? He's the worst shomer in the world, right? He falls asleep. So a shomer is chayv in sukkah. But eating, lemaisa, you can be shomer while you're eating, so you don't have to eat in the sukkah. Because I can do my job while I'm eating, so therefore I'm doing my job, I'm putter. You follow me? When I'm sleeping, I'm no longer a shame shomer, so memela, I gotta what? I gotta sleep in sukkah. Now this we said as an addendum to that. I want you to get that. Whatever if you're a guard at an army base, or not just at a bank. Shomrei Gayasos. So what's it then in that case? Let's say you're a guard at an army base, or you're doing, mishmar in Eretz Yisrael. So So like you're watching an army base. What do you say about that? So we say you're always putter from sukkah, even from sleeping. Why? Because even when they sleep, what's the din? They're really on. They have another guy ready to wake them up if some of the Arabs come and attack. So the guy who's doing an army base, a Shomer Gayasos, we said, that guy is always putter from sleeping, not putter from sukkah. Not just from eating, but even from when he's sleeping. So let's chazer this over, the question over. Yushalmi speaks about Shomri Mamon. The Korbanetah says, Shomri Mamon, the guy, come on, sit in sukkah, you're chayv in sukkah. Magen Rambam says, no way. It's putter bein b'yom bein b'layla. What's the Yafei Naim Schiluk Yehuda? Depends between eating and drinking. When eating and sleeping. When it comes to what? Sleeping. He's mechuyev to sleep in sukkah. He's not a shomer. If he's eating, he can be a shame shomer while he's eating, so he's putter from eating. However, we said, I wonder, if you're a shomer of an army base, not only must you what? What do we say according to the army base? We said you're putter even not just when you're eating, but you're putter even when you're what? You're putter even when you're sleeping. Because you are a shame shomer when you're sleeping. How are you a shame shomer sleeping? Because the other guy will wake you up if the Arabs attack. You follow me, Avram? Okay. That answers number what? Number six. Seven. What's the din about shomrei ganos u pardesim putter biyom u b'laylam in a sukkah? Very interesting. No. We in the Bryce, you got chazer inside. We said shomrei ear. It depends when. What are shomrei ear? If they're shomrei ear biyom, they're putter biyom, but they're chay b'layla. Shomrei ear b'layla, chay biyom. Yes. But shomrei ganos u pardesim. Matthew, we contrast it, and the Bryce says they're putter ben biyom b'layla. Why are shomrei ganos u pardesim different than shomrei ear? Okay. Remember we brought that up. So he said the following. No. We said from the Aruch HaNir, he said a very beautiful chiddush. Okay? The Aruch HaNir said a very beautiful chiddush. He said like this. According to Abaye, the bottom line is that you're in the field. Even if you're not Shomer Belila, you're in the field. You're Nishir Lelum Besada. Let's say the guy only works in the daytime. He's a Shomer Gunnus Bernism in the daytime. But at nighttime, he's going to take a sleeping bag and sleep out there. Because he's got to be there at 6 a.m. in the morning. If he's out there anyway, that's why he's Potter. You follow me? He's out there anyway. But according to Rava, it's a little bit more difficult. Why is it difficult according to Rava? What do you mean? If you're sleeping in your sleeping bag out there, there's another shomer there. So no one's going to steal the fruit. So why is the shomer's gardens for Nesim Biyom, Pater even Belila, according to Rava? According to Abai, it makes sense. According to Rava, why? So we said a very razzle-dazzle svara in Aruch Lanier. What's the razzle-dazzle svara? Because the Ganif is not going to know there's another shomer. He thinks you're the only shomer sleeping in your sleeping bag. Lo and behold, he doesn't know there's another shomer. He's going to come and ganef the stuff. So it's going to lead the gneiva. That was the pshat of what Aruch Liner. Please get that according to Rava. We said it was a very sharp svar. The guy's not going to see him. He's going to come and what? He's going to come and steal. Excellent. Okay, that answers number seven. Let's go. Eight. Donnie, with me? Okay, eight. What are the three biurim in the svar of Abaye? We just said generally Abaye says Tircha, but I wanted to hone it down more precisely. We had three formulations, Yehuda. About Abaye. Three formulations. Number one, what did Rashi say? Rashi says, Lomais, it's a complete Tircha to take your cushions, your cot, your pillow, your bed, bring everything out there, forget about it. The Torah doesn't require you to do it. Such a Tircha, Teshka, and Nidru. Sit in the sukkah, you live in your house. To engender such Tircha, forget about it. It's a Tircha. That's Rashi. Comes along the Ra'ah and the Ritva, they say a little bit different. They say it's not the derech to kovei Hashem dir in the middle of a field. No one does that. You don't make a house in the middle of a field. So that's a little bit of a different formulation. And even though we said the Ritva focused on the notion of tircha, but he formulates a little bit, he adds this notion, it's not the derech to kovei Hashem dir. And then the third pshat is the miri. What's the miri's pshat? What happens when it rains? It rains, where are you going to put out all your vessels that you took out there? It's a tremendous tircha to take them from outside where you slept them, bring them back in. Therefore, we give you reshus that you don't have to sit in the sukkah, so that in the event the rain comes, I have to clean out all my kelim and bring it back home. That's also a manifestation of tircha, but I wanted you just to get it more precise, that if the rain would fall, I have to schlep all my stuff back in. Torah doesn't require you to do that, okay? At the end of the day, they're all generally tircha, but I want you to what?
What does that mean, your best, bring your best life?
In other words, if I bring out all my stuff out to the orchard in the garden in the orchard and the rain comes, I'm going to have to bring all my stuff in. Such a schlep. So again, the Torah doesn't require you to what's in sukkah with is such a tircha. If you build your sukkah right outside your backyard, it's not so far. But to bring it all the way out there, 5 miles, forget about it. The middle pshat, Lamaisa, doesn't really speak about, I guess it's also tircha. It's not the derech kovei Hashem tircha, because it's a tircha. Yes, Matthew.
I'm sorry, Rabbi. Could you repeat what Rashi?
Yeah, Rashi says that the Torah is not force you to sit in the sukkah with all your cushions and kalim if it's going to engender tircha. Torah wants you to do it in a manner where it's not going to engender tircha. If it's going to engender tircha, I got to schlep 5 miles out there to the guards and orchards. No, not shy. Okay, that answers number what? 8, 9. What's the din l'gabei achola in din sukkah? Straight up, guys. You got all afternoon, about maybe chazer together or chazer with chavrusa. Listen, go over the questions. You got all day today. Okay? The Gemara says a very beautiful chiddush. Please get it. And it says, obviously, a chola sheyesh bo sakana is on his deathbed. Obviously, he's part from a sukkah. But the Gemara is mechadish in the name of the Rice, even a chola sheyesh bo sakana. And even if he has a what? An eye ache. Okay? And even if he has a headache, that's enough to pot you from the sukkah. Okay? Halach lamaisa. Reb Yosi Beribi. Remember, Ribi means he's a great chacham. The word Ribi. Remember, I told you there was a fellow in the shul who had a boy. We had the bris on Shabbos. And he named him Ribi, Sephardic fellow, very nice fellow. And I told him we just had the word Ribi in the Gemara. He said, Hitili Reb Yosi Beribi. Reb Yosi matted in the sleep outside the sukkah. It's a very interesting Shiloh, the Shiloh that I don't think I told you guys. But according to Reb Avadia, the boy was born Friday night. The boy was born 20 minutes after Shkia. So many Ashkenazic poskim would never allow the bris on Shabbos. They would only do it on Sunday. Because it's a Shiloh Chil Shabbos, right? But Reb Avadia Paskin Zatzal, that 20 minutes in New York after Shkia is considered already Friday night Shabbos, and therefore they did the meal on Shabbos. It takes a lot of guts to make a psak. It was hard to get a moil. Even a lot of Sephardic moilim wouldn't do it. But Baruch Hashem, we found a Sephardic moil that did it. Allah Lamaisa. Okay. So someone who's a choyle, God forbid, halach lamaisa, someone who's a choyle, God forbid, is put from sukkah. So let's define it. There's a Ramban in the Torah Adam. Please get this down, Avram. The Ramban in the Torah Adam writes there are three levels of choyle in halacha. A chola sheyesh bo sakana, whose life is on the line. Of course, you can do the arises of the Rabbanans on Shabbos to save his life. This is all in number what? Number nine.
Number nine.
Then there's a chola that has sakanas aver. He's going to lose a limb. So we only allow malacha de rabbanans. He's not going to die. You allow that on Shabbos. And then there's a third level called a chola she'ein bo sakana, which means as follows. Not a stomach guy is a little bit of an ache. It means a guy has such a bad headache he can't function normally. He has to lie in bed. A chola she'ein bo sakana. His life is not on the line. Someone had a flu, terrible flu like this. Flu is going around. That's a chola she'ein bo sakana. He's lying in bed all day. But he wasn't sakana stafashas, thank God. So all three of those levels. And even if he had a sakonis eye, he says even a little bit of an eye ache. Now, I'm not talking about a losing of the eye. Because Tosis said if you lose your eye, what's that? That's like a cholos yeshbo sakana. Because a guy could go into shock and die. And the Meiri writes that middle category does not apply nowadays. It's not like you're the Hulk. You know, that you lose a finger, you just keep going. No problem. Guys that lose a finger might go into shock and die either, also. So that middle category becomes like the first category of cholos yeshbo sakana. But I want you to know in theory what it's about. No, halacha lamaisa, we paskin. Nowadays, a guy might go in shock and die. I'm saying, in theory, the Rabban has that middle category. You only allow malacha de Rabbanah. You don't allow malacha de
Yerushalayim. I thought I learned this last year. Like, let's say someone, like, you're playing sports in Shabbos. Let's say someone, door closed on you and you broke your arm, and not, you're not going to die. You're fine.
That's breaking the arm. I'm talking about losing a finger or losing an arm. Talking about that. So kind of savor, you might lose the whole limb, so the guy might go into shock and might, therefore what? Therefore he might die. So that Miri says the middle category, we bump it up to the first category. But I want you to know the three categories. One sec. So a cholos yeshbo sakana, anything that's issue of an eye, guys, is sakanas nefashos. So that's why Taisa says it means a little bit of an eye ache. Doesn't mean a serious deal like the sugyan of Avodah Zarah. Eye in Shemarda. There was a sugyan of Avodah Zarah where the guy, Lamaisa, was going to lose his eye, so therefore they matered it even on Shabbos. Rechman al Itzlan. Lamaisa, he was about to leave and he had an eye ache. Of course it's mutter to put the infection in. Now, Lamaisa, what's the three categories? Please get this. Donnie, Sakonis Afashas, you can't even do Malacha D'Oraisa. Sakonis Aver, right? No one's like the Hulk. So therefore what? Even though Sakonis Aver, if you were like the Hulk, you only allow what? Malacha D'Rabbanans. What's a Chol HaShem HaSakana? What do you allow by a Chol HaShem HaSakana? Only Xeris. What's a Xera? Refuah. I'm not allowed to take a medicine on Shabbos. Why aren't you allowed to take a medicine on Shabbos? Because, Xeri, you're going to what? Tochen. Correct. Gzeir of Tochei. So what's the din, Allah Lamaisa? What's the din?
If you're
so if you're a Cholashem, we suspended the Gzeir of Refuah, and you're allowed to take a medicine. But if you're walking around and functioning normally, you're not allowed to take medicine. Okay? You're not allowed to take medicine. Now, I brought up that shiloh to you about, they asked me in the shul about kids that, you know, you need to grind up the pill. That's okay, it's ain't talking achar talking, because the pill is already ground up. Okay, you follow me? But lamaisa, to take a pill straight up, you're not allowed to. Guys are very nixal with that. They take a, whatever, they have a little bit of an ache, they take aspirin. You shouldn't do it on Shabbos, unless you can't function normally. Okay? So when it comes to sukkah, any slight pain, you are putter from sukkah. Because again, it's teishu gain the duru. Please get that. I want you to know the definition of what a kol shem sakana is. Okay, we got it? That answer's number 9. Matthew had a kasha? Okay, let's go. 10. What do we say? Lamaisa on the sipur mishum buki. Not baki, buki. That's why I wrote the shuruk there. What is buki? Mosquitoes. The Gemara had a story. What's the Gemara? The Gemara had a story. What was the story? The story was that Rav allowed Rav Acha Bartla to sleep inside a canopy which was inside the sukkah. Now the canopy was what? Had 4 amudim. And it was considered to be what? You know, it was sloped, remember? It was sloped. He slept under this canopy. And he said it was fine what he did. What do you mean it's fine what he did? You're not fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah. So what's the answer? The Gemara says mishum buki. You were putter anyway because there's so many mosquitoes out there. Mitzvah is putter from the sukkah. So please get this. What do we say about this story? Please get this. We pointed out the Tysus. Tysus says, Allah lamaisa, Tysus says that it's mutter. The Gemara on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Dani, says it's mutter to sleep under such a canopy. What do you mean it's mutter to sleep under such a canopy? Even though it's 10 tefachim high, it's not considered to be a hefsek under your sukkah. You're sleeping in a tent inside your sukkah. And the Gemara says, you know, well, it's mutter. So therefore, lamaisa, maybe you are yotzi the sukkah. Maybe you are yotzi the sukkah. So what's going on here? The Gemara says, Tysus says, we don't paskin like that, Shita. We had that on Yud Aleph and Aleph. We also had it on Yud Testament base. Remember that? On Yud Testament base, the Gemara also had a story like that. And he said, you know what? You can sleep in there, no problem, Alach Lamaisa. It's not, you're not yotzi the mitzvah of sukkah when you sleep in there. Okay, remember that in Yud Testament base? Not no problem. Remember of Yosef, Abai found Rav Yosef sleeping in the Kiddush Chasson. He said, what are you doing? Remember, he said, what are you doing? Because we paskin are not allowed to. Okay, so therefore, our Gemara makes a lot of sense now. The only reason why he was putter because it was Mishum Buki. Because Lomai said he would not have been Yotzi in the Mitzvah Sukkah. There is a sheet on Yad Aleph from an Aleph that says you are Yotzi. We don't hold like that sheet. Okay? We don't hold like that sheet to Allah Lomai. So please get that. That's the story we said about Buki. Okay, Viter. That's 10, 11. What do we say in the story about Sircha de Gargishta? What was Sircha de Gargishta? That sand. You remember that?
Limestone.
Yes. Very good. Rav allowed Rav Acha Bartla to sleep outside the sukkah because of the smell of the gargishta. It was like the smell of the karka lavana, the white sand. It was also maybe limestone, like Donnie's saying. What's going on? Rav says the time is putim in a sukkah. So we said like this. Please get this. We said that the Gemara said earlier on Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, we said it outside once. We didn't learn it. We didn't get up to the first semester. We got up to Daf Yud. But we did say it outside. You're not allowed to build a sukkah in a place where it's dangerous to what? Where it's dangerous or it's unlivable. You're not yotzei the sukkah. If you build a sukkah in a place where it's dangerous, people come after you. Or because it smells so bad, you're not yotzei the sukkah. So what's going on here? So the Rush asked this kasha in Simon Yud Beis right here. He says, you know what? The sukkah was what? We're talking about the guest. We're talking about he was a guest, Lamaisa. How can you make a sukkah in a place where what? How can you make a sukkah in a place where what? Where it wasn't good for him? The host was fine for. Just he was bothered by this. The guest was bothered by this. And therefore, Rav Acha Bartla, Rava, who was the host, allowed Rav Acha Bartla to sleep outside the sukkah. But for Rava, it was fine. No problem. That's one pshat of the rush. The other pshat of the rush, it was a type of material, like it was sand or what, white sand or limestone, like Donnie said, that only after rain comes does it have a foul smell. When they originally built it, it smelled fine. Once the rain came, it was a foul smell. And the Korban Asano said, this is talking about where the rain had come already, and now it started to smell terribly. So it wasn't built originally in a place where it was bad, because the rain hadn't come yet. Okay, so therefore, Lamaisa, and the Ron spoke that out also. The Ron seemed to highlight, like the first shot, that it was most only to Rav Acha Bartla, Lamaisa, but it was not most at all to Rava the host. That's similar like the first shot. But please get that on the case of Sukkah de Gargishta, Sircha de Gargishta. And also that klal, you're not allowed to build in a place where it's dangerous or a place where it smells. Yes, go ahead, Adam. What do you say?
I'm just curious. Should you not then build the Sukkah near like a beehive?
Yes, that would be a problem. Well said. If you had a beehive with the bees inundating you, you would not be in the midst of Sukkah. Well said. Excellent. Okay. That answers number what? Number 11. 12. What's the din about bloodletting on Chol HaMoed? Are you allowed to bloodlet on Chol HaMoed Sukkahs? What does it have to do in the price of tea in China? I'll tell you why we saw it. Right? Bloodletting during the times of the Gemara, they felt it was healthy. Okay? It was a medicinal, therapeutic type of way. Now we do it for helping people that need blood. Right? But I don't know if it's proven that it helps you. So are you allowed to bloodlet on Chol HaMoed Sukkahs? So we brought a riot from this Gemara. I think it was the Mordechai. Yeah, it was the Mordechai. No, it's not the Mordechai. The Gosh Ashri on the side of the Rosh in Simeon Beis says that if your mak is dam on Chol HaMoed, it's no excuse. You are chayv in Sukkah. Why? Because he's not sick. He's sameach. He's happy now. He thinks he's healthy now. He's marba bachil and shtia. It's going to make him appetite stronger. Now, no doubt, says the Gosh Ashri, that he did the wrong thing. He should not have bloodlet a Chol HaMoed. Should do it before or afterwards. And therefore, you did the wrong thing. Bless you. So if you do something that causes you to be putter, it's wrong. You still will be chayef. And we said, based on that second reasoning, the Magen Avraham said a stunning chiddush. He said, if someone drank liquid, I don't know, prune juice or something, it caused him shilshul, he gave him shilshul, lomais he's chayef in sukkah. Why'd you drink it on Chol HaMoed? Should have drank it before or afterwards. Lomai, he says, unless you're so sick that you know it's a sakona, obviously you'll be putter in the sukkah in that case. But stamazoi, Lomai says, don't try to create scenarios that you drink prune juice to give you shilshul to get out of the sukkah. As long as you're not going to be a sakona, you're chayv in sukkah. Just like he says, you shouldn't have bloodlet on what? On your regal, on Chol HaMoed.
Right,
does
that apply like, let's say like, it's
a
class and you're going to hike in the cold, and like there's a good chance you get sick from it.
Interesting. Might be. You get, you know, bundle up. Exactly. Don't try to create a scenario that's going to cause you to be in a situation of mitzvah. Well said, Donnie. Bundle up. You're going to play ball, then, you know, do it in a way that you can sit in sukkah. Okay. All right. Very good. I don't know if we mentioned that, but the Gemara Senech of Zion Metal Basukkah. You should hang out in the sukkah and your friends. With your friends, Donnie, who said the Lashon HaGemara is Metayel Basukkah. You should hike in the sukkah. You should hang out with your friends in the sukkah. You have the hamburgers, the hot dogs. You have it in the sukkah. Okay? All right. That answers number what? Number 12. You with me? 13. Let's go. Matthew, yeah? 13. Let's go, guys. Let's go. Let's put away the technology. You focus on the Torah. You have the questions? Simi, come on. Write them down. You focus. Number 13. Forget about the Sarah check. You don't need it. It's not now. It's not even now. It's not close.
I'll tell
you. What's a machlokes Ramal? Like I'm sorry. I don't care, Lamaisa, when it comes to the Torah. I'm not scared. We're doing the Torah. The man Nechlaku Mechaber Ramal Gabi Mitzdar. What's a machlokes Mechaber Ramal? Let's go. What's a machlokes Mechaber Ramal Gabi Mitzdar? Please get this. The machlokes in Rishonim, but the Mechaber writes Mitzdar is potter even the first night of Sukkot. That's his shita. And the Ramah writes, I beg to differ with you. The Ramah says that there is no Ptura Mitzvah in the first night of Sukkot. You have a chiyuv. Okay? You have a chiyuv. Now the truth of the matter is, there is a pilpul in the Mechaber, Lamaisa, the Chartzian discusses, and said there's a machloikis, but he claims that he's cholik on the Ramah. So that's the way it's generally said over in all the Ritzurim. Shatah Shlita always says it over. It's not so pasha what the Mechaber holds, but usually the Chartzian concludes the Mechaber is cholik on the Ramah, is he? And says there is a Ptura Mitzvah even on the first night. Yes, they will rely, they have a Ptura Mitzvah on the first night. That's correct. Now I want you to get this. Even according to the Ramah, that says you must sit in the Sukkah, there's no Ptura Mitzvah, it's only on the first Kazayas. You must have Kiddush, you must have the Kazayas of bread in the Sukkah, then you can go in and eat the rest of the meal in your house. Okay? The Shar Suda, even according to the Ramah, you can what? You can eat in your house, halacha lamaisa. So what I mean when the Mistar does not apply, it means for Kiddush and for the first Kazayas, you must stay in Sukkah. This is all anchored on a major Machloikis in Rishonim. This Machloikis is Mechaber Ramah. Okay? It's a major Machloikis in Rishonim, halacha lamaisa. And it's very, very important that this is lamaisa. The Meiri quotes, B'shem Nechachem Lunil. Halach, what's the rationale, guys, What's the rationale that you're chayiv? What do you think the rationale is you're chayiv? The svara. Because there's a famous gzeira shava between what? Pesach and what? And Sukkot. Tetvav, Tetvav. Chamisha Shrei Tishrei, Chamisha Shrei Nissen. And Chamisha Shrei Nissen, when you eat a matzah, there is no p'tur of mitztayer. Let's say you're tired, you've been working so hard, you still got to eat the matzahs on the night of the Seder. Therefore, if there's no p'tur of mitztayer on the first night of Pesach, there's no p'tur of mitztayer on the first night of what?
Sukkot.
First night of Sukkot, correct. What's the svar of the potrim, even the bechaber? Despite the fact there's a gzeirah shava, but still what takes over? What takes over? Teshvu, Kain, Taduru. What takes over is Teshvu, Kain, Taduru. And if there's a p'tur of mitztayer, there's a p'tur of mitztayer. Please get down what I just said, and to say it even more exactly like the Rav Zatzal used to say it over. It's a fundamental machlekes mechaber Rama. What is the nature of eating in the sukkah on the first night of sukkahs? Plug it in. Is it a mitzvah achila? And therefore there should be no p'tur mitztayer? Like who? Like the Rama? Please get that down. Or it's a mitzvah of yeshiva that manifests itself through what? Through achila, and therefore you can apply teshu gan adiru. That's the way the Rav beautifully said it over. Okay, please get it. There's a beautiful. Let me add that two more nakudas onto this. I don't think I mentioned it. I want you to get it down. There's a very interesting din. I don't know if you guys remember. They say there's a machlis between the Ramah and the Reb Chaim. You never can start your seder before seitz. It says v'achlus abasa balayla zeh. You must wait till seitz come to start your seder. Cannot start the Seder early. Okay? You have to find out what Seis is in your various communities, in Lamaisa, and then you start the Kiddush, the whole deal. In fact, there's a Machlis Magen Avraham and Taz. You know how sometimes they have these fancy chazans? He could say the Kiddush for 4 minutes. Do you have to say the Kiddush after Seis, or do you just have to drink a cup of wine after Seis? Let's say the guy could time it, you know what I mean? So Machlis Magen Avraham Taz, Mr. Brew quotes. We're generally Machri, you can't start a word of Kiddush till after Seis. So the question is, can you start Sukkot early, first night? Machlokes Ramah and Reb Chaim. That could plug into this issue, you follow me? Because if it's a mitzvah achila, then it should be the same din. You can't start the eating earlier by the Seder, you can't start Sukkot eating early. But if you hold the mitzvah yeshiva, then maybe it's a different type of mitzvah, and you could start it early. You hear my shtickle, you hear what I'm saying? A nacha nafkamin, I think you could say. Please, I want you to get this down as a nafkamin. Nacha nafkamin, I think you could say, there's a stunning chiddush of the Mata Ephraim. The Mata Ephraim writes, amazing chiddush. What happens if someone stuffs food down your throat on the first night of Sukkot? Are you yotzeh? That goes back to the beginning of the year when we had a steer in the Rambam. If it's a, remember we said, a misasik b'chalob v'arayis, chayev shekein nene, and the Ran apply that to mitzvahs, what happens if someone stuffs the matzah down your throat? You're yotzeh, because the mitzvah chilo. So when someone stuffs the food down your throat on the first night of Sukkot, would you be yotzeh? We say, misasi chav shekein nene in the world of Averis, we apply it to mitzvahs too. Will you apply that the first night of Sukkot? What does it depend upon? If you hold it to mitzvahs achila, then yes. If you hold it to mitzvah yeshiva, make it tasty. You follow me, Avram? Please get those two nafkas, a shtickle tire. You say, oh, shtickle tire now. Number one nafkamina is, three nafkaminas. Is there a p'tur mitzvah in the first night, number one? Number two, can you start Sukkot early? And number three, what's the dinner if someone stuffs food down your throat in the first night of Sukkot? You got that? That's a whole shtickle turn. We said that. You got it, Chlor? Please get it. Yes, Akiva. Go ahead. Avram, get that down. Yes.
Why would there be a difference back there?
I can't hear you.
Why would there be a difference? It's so unfortunate.
Because if it's a mitzachila, then you can say shekein nana. The fact my stomach is full supplants the lack of kavana. But it's a mitzvah yeshiva that manifests itself through eating, that it's really a mitzvah yeshiva. If I'm forced to do it, I didn't have kavana. Because the mitzvah yeshiva, that it manifests itself through achila. But the bottom line is, I didn't have kavana to do the yeshiva through in this manner. But if the straight up mitzvah achila, the bottom line is, your stomach's full, that's a plant's a lack of kavana. It's a lambda achila. You follow what I'm saying? How do you formulate eating in the sukkah on the first night? Is it a mitzvah achila? Like, there's many different mitzvahs, like eating matzah at the Seder. Or is it different? It's a mitzvah yeshiva, but how do I manifest yeshiva? Through eating. But I don't call it a mitzvah yeshiva. I can't hear you. That's the chiddush l'ran. You don't. Because shekein nene, the fact you have hana, supplants the lack of kavana. That's by Averis, and the Ran expanded to mitzvahs. Okay? That's all shtickle Torah. I didn't say that originally in Shira. I want you guys to get that. Please get it. It's all shtickle. You have a beautiful shtickle there. You can say it in your and say it in Pesach too. Okay, let's go. What is that number? That's number 13. 14, guys. What is the shear of tsar that potters you from the sukkah? Okay, let's get it. Rava says, Mitzdar is potter from the sukkah. So the Mordechai and Simon Tufshin Mem and the Gosha Shri, Simon Bey say an amazing thing. The shear of Mitzdar is you know yourself that you would what? You would walk out of the house with this tsar. You would not you would not stay, Lamaisa, in the house if you have shut tsar. So the Svasemis says, what does that mean? Does that mean you go to your neighbor's house? Or does it mean you'd even go outside and sit in the street? Obviously, to sit in the street, it's much more tsar, right? So the Svasemis had a suffix which one it is. So what was his conclusion? No, you don't have to have enough tsar to go out to the street, but it has to be a tsar enough that you go to someone's house. Okay, it doesn't have to be so much tsar that you can't. In other words, you're in such tsar lamaisa because lamaisa there's something in the house. I don't know, there's a rat or something. So you're willing to go to someone's house. Or you're willing to go outside. It has to be go to someone's house. Okay, the tsar lamaisa. Okay, are you willing to live with the rat inside the house lamaisa? Are you willing to go outside? It doesn't have to go outside. You're going to someone else's house. That's enough.
Tsar is a subjective thing, though.
That's what he's basically saying. He's trying to objectify it. He's objectifying regarding how much tsar it is.
There's some people who have tsar okay. No matter what.
Well, that's what is it being caused from? What that's what we said from the sukkah, right? The guy, the fellow that the, with the smell. One fellow it didn't. The one amora rub it didn't bother. The other one it did. So you're right. That's correct. But you have to objectify it in a certain way. How much objectively it does bother you? Does it bother you so much you're willing to sit out in the street? In the middle of no house? Or no, you go to someone else's house. So the Svasemis says someone else's house. Okay, that's number one. Remember I told you about these apartments. You know, you have a high rise. So he's got to walk he's got to walk 20 floors down. Is that going to be Mitztar to get to the sukkah? So Pashup Shad it would be. That Pashup Shad might be Mitztar. Depending on the person. Certainly an older person. A younger person, maybe if it's a big... It's not Tircha because that's a bai, remember? But if it's Sar, the mice, okay... All right, let's see number one. That's very objective, like you said. Simi, it's a good point. That would be objective, like the high rises in Florida. Guy wants to go down to the first floor. Lomai says, is that tsar or not? Okay, for an elderly person it is. For a younger person, maybe it's not. Okay, that's number what? 14. 15. Why are Misham Sheikhola Pata from the Sukkah? Please get it. Give it nafka mina. You got to get this. Please get this. Now, Misham Sheikhola Pata. Who are not putter? Who is chayiv? Misham she mitzdayer are chayiv. You got to know this. Okay, Dani? Misham she chol are putter. Misham she mitzdayer are chayiv. Now, why are misham she chol a putter? Let's get this. We said over two svaras. One is Lavush. Lavush said beferish that it's a din of osik mitzvah putter mina mitzvah. Simen tof resh mem sif gimel. Straight up. Osik mitzvah putter mina mitzvah. And the Bekura Yankiv said, no way. It's mitzdayer. Why is it mitzdayer? Because if you're a good nurse... And you're a good attendant, and you're sitting in your sukkah, and your person, your chol is in the house, you're going to have your mind on the chol the whole time. Maybe fell on the floor, maybe she slipped, you know, I'm not attending the person, you're going to feel guilty. So you feel guilty, you feel your subconscious, so it's tsar. So therefore you're putter based on that. Please get the two. And what's the simple nafka mina? If you hold like the Ramah, right, if you hold like the what? If you hold like it's also mitzvah putter, you're putter even the first night. If you hold like the Ramah, it's mitzvah, you're still chayiv. So it's a nafkamina according to the Ramah. Okay? So that's a very good nafkamina, lach lamais. What'd you say?
Shamish for someone who's tsar is chayiv, so we still.
What'd you say?
Shamish for someone who's
tsar. Shamshe chayla. Why are they putter? Is it based on osik mitzvah putter mitzvah helping doing chesed, or is it because they'll be mitzvah themselves?
But if the person
that's not a problem. The mishamshe mitzvah, no misham Dani, mishamshe mitzvah always putter because that's not tsar. That's too much already. We said it's a good kash what you're saying, but mishamshe tsar is not. That.
If you're gonna hold like the Ramah, that's because they're mitzvah, then all the people supposed to be putter.
No. First night according to the Ramah, mitzvah is not a p'tur. So that's why the Misham Sheikhoilu will be chayiv if you say the Ptur is based on Mitztar. If you say Mitztar is Misham Sheikhoilu is based on Osu Mitzvah Putter Panus, you're putter even the first night. Don't confuse it.
But if you hold that
Misham Sheikhoilu or putter, no doubt. The question is why? Is it because of osik mitzvah chora mitzvah, or is it because of mitzvah?
You say if you hold because of mitzvah, then the sham shem tzar should also be puttered.
No, it's not true.
Why?
Because that's already too much, I'm saying.
No,
because mishamish of a mitzvah is too much. You don't feel the guilt. Right, you don't feel the guilt is not as much.
Twice
you know, the guilt is it's twice removed, like Izzy says. The guilt is not as much. Okay? All right, very good. That's a very good nafkamina achas. Okay, that's 15, 16. What's the machlois in the chachmin lunil and the miri? Remember we had that? We had a machloikis, the guy's on his lunch break. The choil is on his, I'm sorry, the misham shechol is on his lunch break. The nurse, or the man nurse, is lamaisa on the lunch break. So what do we say? What's the halacha? So we had an amazing nafgamina, we thought, okay? What was the lashon that he used? You remember that? What was the lashon that was used? I'm recording you the chachma lunil. He had the following, yesh misha omer, Shem Misham Shem Peturim El Mishash Echol Atzarech Lehem. And then he used a Lashon, Vein Libi Mishash Ben Shem Tashmishan Afei Miodim Tashmishan Zman. A nurse, a good nurse, man or woman, doesn't have what? Zman. Even on their lunch break, they're worried about the person. So they're holding with what approach? Mitztayer. But according to the Shita Yesh Misha Omer, yes? Who says that what? The Miri quoting the Chachman Lunil, correct. The Miri quotes the Chachman Lunil, the Misham Shechol Arim Patim when they're working, when the Tzara Chola needs them. That's based on Osk Mitzvah, Patim and Mitzvah. The Miri himself argued on the Chachman Lunil. And the Miri said, no, they're always Patim because they don't have Zman. What do you mean they don't have Zman? Ain't no idea but Tashmish and Zman. Meaning they're always on if you're really a good nurse. Okay? So Machlek is the Miri and the Chachman Lunil. The Chachman Lunil say, only when the chol is actually doing stuff for the what? When Misham is doing stuff for the chol, then you should potter. Because that's based on osik mitzvah, potter mitzvah. Miri comes and argues in the chalunot, says no. He says, ain libi mishashibot, shemisham shim afhemi, ain yodim tashmisham zman. They're always on. What do you mean they're always on? Because even on the lunch break, if they're not with them, they'll feel guilty. Then maybe the person will fall and trip. That answers number what? Number 16. Thank you. Number 17. Jacob, you got me?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. 17. Here we go. Let's get this. What's the machlokes between a chananel and the magia? Legabe chana. Who's the magia? On the bottom of the page of Chagigia, what daf was it? Vav amud aleph. The Gemara has a story there. That Chana did not bring up Shmuel HaNavi to the, Chana did not ola l'regel on Yontif because Shmuel was 2 years old, I think. He was a young baby. And she thought he would get sick going on the trek, on the journey. So therefore, she didn't go up. According to the Rishonim, according to the sheet that says, a women are mechuyev and ola l'regel on the Yom Tovim, she didn't go up. Because she was afraid of, she was taking care of Shmuel Navi, who was a little baby. Mefakanusi yisei rasesh, he was delicate. She didn't want him to get sick. Why is she putter though? Please get this. The Rabbeinu Chananel on the daf there says, based on Misham Shechoyla. That's what he says. She was a Misham Shechoyla, her baby. What does the Magia say on the bottom of the page in Chagigah, on Vav HaMaraf? He says, what are you talking about? Misham Shechoyla is only aptur by what, Yehuda? Let's get rid of the technology. Okay, Misham Shechoyla is aptur only by Sukkah. So how can you apply that to Chagigah, to Alila Regal? So how do we defend the Rabbeinu Chananel? How do we defend the Rabbeinu Chananel? Because Rabbeinu Chananel learned Misham Shechol is based on what? Osik v'bitza pata mitzvah, which is a universal din. It's a global din. And call it the Rakula. You can apply it outside of Sukkah. But the Magia who screams at the Rabbeinu Chananel is coming from which approach, Yehuda? That why are Misham Shechol a pater? Based on only what? Mitztayer, which is limited only to Sukkah and what else? And Tefillin, which we'll see later in Shir B'Zishem.
So
we get to it.
She didn't give a reason why she's pater?
What'd you say?
I
forgot already. I'm going to give you the Chagigah Simi. Meseches Chagigah. I'm giving the Meseches Chagigah there on the top. Does he say a reason? I don't remember, Lamaisa. It should be there at the top. He asks, does he give his own Sfar? Let's take a look. Quick look. Very quick. Okay? Chagigah Vav Amud Aleph. Thank you, Simi. He says like this. Begamor lo matzin ezer rak abisuka. Bedav kafev. Who lies, Sarach Lomar, the Umra. She thought of it. She thought, but she was mistaken. That's how he learns the Gemara. She said a mistaken stickle tire. She thought she was a cholim, a mishamish of a cholim, therefore she fought on a lira regal. That's only limited, says the Magid, to what? To sukkah. Because he's assuming it's a din in what? In mitzvah. But the Rabbeinu Hananel says, no, it's a din also mitzvah potam in a mitzvah. That was a chiddush of Jolt Yisem. Thank you, Sim. It's your schus. I got to turn right away to the dafe. Okay. It seems from the Magia, I hear what you're saying. It's a good point. It seems from the Magia, though, he wouldn't have died. Maybe she was being too cautious. Okay. Seems that way, that she thought she was that way. I don't know. Maybe what Simi's saying, we shouldn't say she was wrong. Maybe she thought he was Sakonis the Fashis, and she was a Mishamish of a Chayla. Maybe, okay. I like your shot better, Simi, than mine. Maybe we don't have to say that he's saying that she was wrong. Right. She thought, Lamaisa, that it was Sakonis the Fashis. Okay, could be. All right, could be. That's number what? That's number 17. Number 18, please get this. You know, a lot of times we stress the question, asterisk, and this emphasize this whole shtickle is on the Mechina problem. Probably be on the Mechina. So we pointed this out. I didn't point this out, so I want you to get this at Matthew. Please don't, when you miss you out, you'll go over it with Adam. Okay? Now listen to this. What was the Seder to Mishnah? What's the Seder to Mishnah? On Chafei Meraf. What is quoted first? You guys tell me, what's quoted first? I did not say this originally, I forgot to. Shluchim Mitzvah Pturim Nesukah. What's the second din? Cholim Mishamshim. You look up the Rambam, the Rambam has it fakir. The Rambam Pirik Vav Alacha Beis quotes Cholim Mishamshim, Vav Beis. And then in Vav Dalid, he quotes Shluchim Mitzvah. He inverts the order. Says Rav Yulti, why do you invert the order of the Mishnah? So you know Rav Zhulti says, I'll tell you why. He wanted to convey to you that he felt Misham Sheikhol is not based on Otsuk Mitzvah, Patam and Mitzvah. That's why he put it before. In Olacha Beis, before he even talked about Shluchim Mitzvah. The reason why your Patam is based on the Katz of Mitztayr. Sorry, I forgot to turn it off before Shir. You follow what I'm saying? You follow me? The fact the Rambam verse the order, he wanted to say it's not an example of what Otsuk Mitzvah, Patam and Mitzvah. It's an example of what? Mitztar, exactly. The Shvus Yaakov Sfarer, that what? They're going to feel guilty, they're not doing a job. When they're doing their lunch break, the person might get sick. Okay, it might slip and fall. Okay, that's 18, 19. What does the Roman, the Trumas Adesh, and Mr. Brua say? Legabe, someone sitting in a sukkah and the lights go out. Lights go out. What do you do? So what do you do if the lights go out? Do you have to schlep all your food and stuff to your friend's sukkah? And be a what? You know, be a, what's the word for it? You have to, well, they used to say the word when I was a kid, when I was your guys' age, to mooch off them, right? You never heard of that? Maybe you should use a lashon, okay? Is it a bad lashon? Not a bad lashon, right? It's okay, whatever. You know, you're snoring after the guy, you know what I mean? So what's the din? So the Ramah is what? Listen to this. What's the Ramah? I remember, because I was out of town in the dorm with mice, so you know, out of towners have food with mice. So all the New Yorkers, they go home every Shabbos, they come in and they ate all my food. My chips and everything's good though, and chips aren't good for you. But I remember that when I was your guy's age. Guy wants to have chips, and my good friends of mine. I said, come on, you know, you guys can go home for it, you know? Okay, so the guy, what? What is the psak, the lights go out, what's the din? What's the din, the lights go out? What do you have to do? You don't have to go to your friend's sukkah. The Feirish Ramah, Tuf Reish Mem Sif Dalet. Misha kavlo neiris besukah b'shabbes yesh lo neir bebeso mutar latzitz min sukah neilecho b'mokam neir vein tzarech leilich lesukas chaveiro sheisham neir imesh torah gadol b'davar. So the Mr. Brewer, the way he's masber the Ramah is that it's a tircha, it's a schlep. You feel like you're snoring off the guy. You don't feel good about it. You got to impose on the guy's sukah. You know it's not nice. It's not nice. What'd you say? No, we're not talking about the first night. First night, you got to do it. Correct. There's no Pturim in Tzarek on the Ramah. Not talking about the first night. Are you mechuyev to do this or not? What do you say? No. So you're not. You can sit at home, and the Mr. Brewer quotes this Ramah, who's quoting the Chumash Adesh Simon Sadi Gimel, and he says the following. He says, because the Chumash Adesh says like this, It's only sweet if he's eating in his own sukkah with his own food. He feels like a schnorrer when he has to do that to someone else. It's terrible. So the way the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifchav Gimel, he stresses the notion of tircha. Why is that bothersome? Because if you look in the Trumas Hadeshim, what do the Trumas Hadeshim say? Tsar. What's the big deal whether it's tircha or tsar? It's a big deal. Because who holds tircha? Abaye. Who holds tsar? Rava. We paskin like who? Rava. So that was our kasha. The basis of the Trumas Hadeshim is based on the notion of tsar. You might as feel tsar. It's not just tircha. It's a tsar. What'd you say? Yes, in the Mishnah, when the Ramah quotes it, the Trumas Hadeshim says tsar, but the way the Ramah adds the word tirchen, and the Mishnah Berurah emphasizes tircha. But we ask, that's Abaye. We pass it like Rava. And the source is the Trumas Hadeshim focus on tsar. So that's within Rava's framework. So that's the Kiddush I want you to get. You'll see, Lamais, when you guys get married, Bez Hashem, a lot of times, let's say someone's going to stop you at shul, he wants to come over, he's got nowhere to eat. So my policy is, okay, it's a very important achanas sorach, but I never bring someone home unless I ask my wife first. Okay? Because the ikar is, you have to have kavod for your wife and your kids, the mice. Okay? And you have to use balance about that. Let's say you have someone that, you know, achanas sorach don't worry. You always fulfill mitzvah when you have a guest over. But achanas sorach and shulchan aruch is when it's hard. When it's hard to have a certain guest over. Let's say a certain guest wants to come. So you got to use a balance. If it's going to be hard for the family to have them every week, okay, fine. So you have them once a month. You have to use a balance. You can't not never have them over. But you have to use your seichel and lemais and having this in. But to force yourself over without asking is very unpleasant. Very unpleasant. Okay? Just on that note, in general, you want to have someone over. I remember, you know, everyone, I'm not donning someone. When I was an out-of-towner in lemais, you know, you'd have guys that would say, whenever you want to come over, just tell me. I mean, I didn't tell them. You want to have me over, ask me over and tell me what Shabbos. You know what I mean? So then there were guys that had me over, specifically have you over. So if you want to have a guy over, you should ask him over and be nice about it. You're over Gnevis Das if you invite a guy over and you know he can't come. Remember we said that? I think we mentioned that. Do we ever? There's two approaches to Gnevis Das. What are the two approaches? Either Gezel or it's what Sheker. So one or two times the Sma says you're allowed to make the guy feel good. But if you hold it's a problem of Gnevis, you're not allowed to do it in one time. So it's a big machlok, so you can do that once or twice. To invite a guy over and know he can't come. Maybe to make him welcome, you can do it once or twice. That's according to the small. Machaber says it's also even to do it one time. If it's an issue of Gneva, it's also even one time. If it's an issue of Sheker, then they show him will allow once or twice.
Why is there a problem with Gneva inviting him knowing he's not going to be able to
get? Because you're not really inviting the guy. What are you doing? You're going to Das. You know you don't want to have him over. So you do it in a way that you know he can't come. So that's Gneva's Das. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Akiva. Couldn't hear you. What? Oh, that's just a nice thing. You want to shalom, you know? That's nothing wrong with that. That's nothing wrong with that, Lamois. I'm talking about the. Yes. That depends whether the Machabra, what he holds by Mitzdar. If I'm not mistaken, I think he holds Mitzdar as Potter even the first night, Kiva. So it wouldn't be enough Kamina. You see, the Machaber follows the Rambam.
Didn't we just say that he switches the order to show it's not Osikla?
No, we said that it's a Ptur of Mitzdar, but you asked me what does he hold on the first night. I'm not sure what the Rambam Sheet is Mitzdar on the first night. I think it's like the Machaber that says there is a Ptur of Mitzdar on the first night. I'm not sure, though. We got to check that out, okay? Machlokes Mechaber Amal. We said it was a Machlokes Rishonim. What the Mechaber holds on that, we got to look into. What the Rambam holds, we got to look into. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, we got to look into that. It's a good question. We had to check about the women by Panim Chadashim and the Rambam Sheet about that. Yes, Avram, you had a question? Okay, let's go. What number are we up to?
20.
Okay, good. 19:20. What are the 2 days in the Gemara? Come on, guys, let's move. What are the two days in the Gemara regarding Achilas Aroy? What did the Mishnah say? You're allowed to eat Aroi chutz l'sukkah. So what is Achilas Aroi? So the two sheetahs in Gemara straight up. First sheet in Gemara is Rav Yosef. that says two or three eggs. The shear is two or three eggs. I just want you to know straight up Gemara for this one. Rav Yosef says Achilas Aroy is two or three eggs. Abai argues and Abai says no. It doesn't mean two or three eggs. It means the amount of, that a Talmud in Yeshiva eats before he goes to Seder and Shear. Okay? That's the definition of Achilas Aroy. Assuming there was no Dunkin' Donuts in the times of the Gemara, right? Okay? But that... Okay, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see now. But those are the two shittas. We'll see that. We'll see that now. Those are the two shittas I want you to know in the Gemara. Rav Yosef is the first shitta about two or three eggs, and then Abai argues on that. Abai said many times he saw people eat Sudas Kevah two or three eggs, so he says a different shear. He said the amount a guy eats before breakfast before he gets the Seder shear. Okay, that answers number 20. 21. What do we say on the first shitta in the Gemara? Please get it. We were very bothered by the lashon of Rav Yosef. Rabbi Lozomir Horowitz, the great going in the back of the Gemara, asked, what kind of lashon is that, two or three eggs? If it's three eggs, is Achilas Aroy? For sure two is. Why mention two at all? Why do you say two or three eggs? If three eggs are Achilas Aroy, for sure two are. It's a great kasha. So he said a beautiful shtickle Torah. Please get it. There's a fundamental machlech of Yochanan and Broka and the Rabbanon in Erevin Dafpeh in the base. How much must you leave out for Erev Tchumen, which we learned last semester? You want to leave kefilte fish or bread for your basket for Erev Tchumen that you extend where you live and be able to walk 2,000 miles. How much do you need in that basket? So there's a machloikis. Three eggs or four eggs? Machloikis of Yochanan Broka and the Chachamim. So it comes out like this. If you hold you need three eggs for Erev Tchumen, then how much is Achilas Aroy? Two eggs. If you all like the sheet that you need four eggs for Erev Tchumen, which is the shear of a Suda, then Achilas Aroy is three eggs. The Mitzvah said the same shtickle Torah. Please get it. Rav Lozomir Horowitz, that's why he plugged it in according to the respective sheetas. Okay, that was what we said about Rav Yosef. Okay, that answers number what? Number 21. 22. What do we say about the second sheet in the Gemara? Okay? We said the following. Okay? What's going on with the fellow, the Talmud that ate in the yeshiva, the breakfast, before he went to Seder and Shear? So, Tosis writes the following. Please get it. Tosis Dirmaskotarte says that it's a shear of an egg. An egg is the shear of a roi. More than an egg is Achilas Keva. Please get it. That's what Tosis says. The Ra, the Ritva, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch says the same thing. Again, a roi is how much? A roi is an egg. Kebeya. Two slices of white bread. What is Keva? More than an egg. However, the murky thing is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Vav Halacha Vav, writes the following. He says, a little bit more than an egg, or a little bit less than an egg, is considered to be a roi. It's a strange lashon that he uses. Okay, a little bit less than an egg, or a little bit more, is all considered to be a roi. In other words, in order for it to be a keva, it's got to be more than a little bit of an egg. So it's mashu, the Rambam's like mistopic about it. However, in the Bir Halacha, he claims... The Bir Halacha claims that the Rambam holds that even a little bit more than an egg is considered to be Achilas Aroy. That's what the Bir Halacha writes. Okay. He presents the Rambam like that. The problem is the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayos. What did the Rambam write in the Perush Mishnayos? Jacob, what did the Rambam write in the Perush Mishnayos? What is Achilas Aroy? That what? You eat a little bit, Lamaisa, but you don't have in mind to eat a Suda. You're just hungry, but you're not going to have a full Suda now. You eat a little bit, you need a snack. So Achilas Aroy is a snack. Achilas Kev is when you sit down for a major meal. Meaning there is no shear that is clear, according to the Rambam of Perush Mishnayos.
No, it's on the skin.
Okay? One sec, Lamaisa. So by opening your Koveya Suda more than a Beya, you'd be chayv in a Sukkah even according to the Rambam. Seems like a little bit of, it seems like more than a, it's a stira. Because the Rambam says you look objectively in the shear in the Yad HaChazaka, Matthew. But in the Perush Mishnayos, it says it depends on subjectively. Is he eating it as a snack? Or eating as a Suda. Because he's mashma, if you sit down and eat a Suda, even a little bit more than a Beya will be considered to be Suda's Keva. So it's a Pella that the Bir Halacha ignores this Perush Mishnayos. Yehuda. It's a Pella that the Bir Halacha ignores this what? Ignores this Perush Mishnayos. We said Tzarech Bir. And the Sfasemis also said, according to the Rambam, it's totally on the person of what he normally eats. If he's eating as a snack, it's a snack. That's a Roy. If he's eating it as a Keva, that's a Suda. So Lamaisa, that's what the Sfasemis writes, but I want you to get what we said according to the second sheet. Again, according to Tosis, Aroy is a Bey. More than a Bey is a Keva. That's what the Ritva, the Tur, and the Shukarach all say. The Rambam says a little bit less than an egg, a little bit more than an egg is what? And Roy. More and more, a lot more than a little bit of a Be'ah is considered to be Keva. The Bir Halacha, when he quotes Rambam, doesn't say it. It's a Pella. He just says a little bit more than a Be'ah is considered to be a Roy. Look in the Parish of Mishnayos. It depends upon a snack. If you're eating it as a snack or eating it as a Suda. Because if you're eating it as a Suda, even a little bit more than a Be'ah will be considered to be Keva. Svasemis says, it's a Pella of the Bir Halacha doesn't bring around the Parish of Mishnayos. Svasemis says it depends on what he presents the Ram Shita like that, like he says in the Parish Mishnayos. Yes, Akiva, what do you say?
Why did the Bai eat the Bir Halacha?
Couldn't hear you.
Why did the Bai eat the Bir Halacha? Why did he just say one egg and take whatever Yosef said?
We don't pop. Are you asking a Bai or of Yosef?
A
Bai. A Bai says for the breakfast that you eat.
Yeah, why does he use the Bir Halacha? Yosef ate it out.
Because to him it was exactly a Kabeah. To him, it was exactly Kabeah. What did Rav Yosef say? Two or three?
Yeah,
he said it's much less.
He says it straight out.
I understand, but to him, it was precise and clear. That's what the Rishonim assume like that. Okay,
it's
either two or three, and he comes and says, no, it's not two or three. It's a Kabeah. That's it.
It's
done.
Also, not precise. Like if you were to say it takes me the same amount of time it takes me to walk from the base to Gluck. Or let's say that would be like 400 to 500 yards. Like it's
okay, Lamaisa, he's trying to say it in a. He's trying to say it, Lamaisa. To him, it was very clear. To him, it was very clear that they ate kebeah when they had breakfast before they came to Seder and Shir. They ate a kebeah. Okay, it's a good kasha, but I think that it was for him it was exactly clear, like Avram is saying. Okay, that answers number 22. 23. Please get this. What's the din of shenis eroi chutz l'sukkah? This is very important. Make sure we know the dinim. Achilas eroi is permissible. Shenis eroi is usher outside the sukkah. The Farish of Gemara. Shenis eroi, I spelled it wrong, guys. It's ayin resh aleph. I inverted the. It's ayin resh aleph yud. I inverted it. I'm sorry. Okay? Please get that din. And why is that so? Why is it so? That Shenis Aroy is Asr what? Asr outside the sukkah. Okay? Plain and simple. Why is it Asr? Shenis Aroy outside the sukkah.
Might turn into a long one.
Exactly. Might turn into what? Might turn into a long one. Or Lamaisa. Or you could say, no, that's by the tefillin. I want you to, the Poshup shot is, I want you to get the two reasons in the Gemara. The second reason is Ein Keva. What's the Lush in the Gemara? Ain Kevel Shana. That's Rava. That's the second one in the Gemara. Okay? It means that when it comes to sleeping in the sukkah, there is no Kevel Shana. I mean, even the slightest what sleep is a problem. Because we view it as what Mavatal Yeshiva Sukkah. Any type of sleep has to be in the sukkah. Bless you. And therefore, there's no difference in Shana Sarai, Shana Kevel in sukkah. Because a person, a lot of times, Lamaisa wants to take a short nap. So that short nap you should do in the sukkah too. So that's the second reason in the Gemara. What's the first reason in the Gemara? What Donnie said. Ravashi said it's a gzeri, you might end up doing a shenis aroi, will turn into a shenis keva. And therefore, we're not worried about that by eating. Sleeping you are. So the two reasons in the Gemara. Donnie, what's the first? Ravashi, gzeri, you might come to full sleep. What's the second one? Rava said it's ain't keva l'shena. Okay, fine. That answers number what? 23, 24. What does the Gemara ask from tefillin? Let's go, guys. What does the Gemara ask from tefillin, and how do we mazber the comparison? We were very bothered by this. The Gemara asks Akasha, how is this comparable? The Gemara says, tefillin, you're not allowed to what? You're allowed to sleep shenis rai, not allowed to do shenis keva. So we make a split to shenis rai, shenis keva, legabe tefillin, so why can't you make the split by sukkah? That's the Gemara's kasha. So how are we mazber this equation? Because the equation at first glance is very difficult, Shagasariya says. Because sukkah, it's an issue derisa to sleep outside the sukkah. So I understand why there's a gzera. But by tefillin, is there an issue derisa to sleep with tefillin on? No, it's all also you might flatulate. It's all a gzera de rabbanan. So if it's all a gzera de rabbanan, then why would you make a gzera le gzera to asr shenis aroi? It's very clear the distinction. That's what all the gedolei achronim are bothered by, this comparison between tefillin and sukkah. By sukkah, it's an issue derisa. So we make a gzera. But by tefillin, it's an issur rabbanan. That you might flatulate while you're sleeping. So lemaisa, Why should I make another gzera that I'm going to do that usher even shenis aroy? So we said like this. Shagasariya answered, please get it. Shagasariya said it's karav levadai. It's not just a gzera. That if a person sleeps with the tefillin on, you're going to flatulate. It's not just a lest you flatulate. It's karav levadai, you're going to flatulate. So that's what the Shagasariya says. They're on the equal level. The Aruch HaNir says that's very difficult. Still not similar to tefillin. Because by tefillin lamai, it's an iser vadai if you sleep outside the sukkah. He's still not 100% vadai. It's karav levadai. So the Aruch HaNir said a different shot, and I want you to get it. The Aruch HaNir says the Gemara held minadin. You should not make a gzair in the sukkah. Yes, you should not make a gzair in the sukkah. Shema yirdim. Why not? Because you only want to see the shinis aroy. That's mutter. If you fall asleep, it's onus. Onus rachmana patre. So therefore, the fact that they assert you might fall asleep is because it's not considered known. It's karav levadai that a guy's going to fall asleep, a real good sleep. And therefore, if it's karav levadai, they should assert it even by tefillin. If it's karav levadai, they should assert it even by tefillin. Okay. So that, and the Aruch HaNir wants to say it's an issue of karav levadai. And therefore, if by sukkah lemaisa, there's a gzera made by sukkah, there should be a gzera made by tefillin. So that's the comparison we make. Okay, 25. Let's go, guys. Okay? Number 25. How is the Aruch HaNir Masber the din of Arva Archa Tzarek? Let's get it. Come on, Matthew. Finish it up strong, okay? Come on, let's finish it up strong. Okay? 25. Where are you running? You got a class, right? Study. Okay, all right, you got to study. Okay, we'll stop after this one. Okay. We'll stop after this one. Let's do number 25. What did the Gemara answer, Donnie? The Gemara answers, shouldn't be afraid you fall asleep with the tefillin on? The Gemara says, no. Is that a human alarm clock? The Gemara says, human alarm clock? That guy might fall asleep.
Bless you.
The Gemara says, that guy might fall asleep. Yes? Right. So the Gemara's asking, it's not good. Right. You need that other guy's going to need it. So the Aruch HaNir, I want you to get this down. The Aruch HaNir made a beautiful comment, and then we'll continue from here tomorrow. Okay? Want to finish this up, then we're going to start the Lulav HaGuzzel. He asked a great kasha, the Aruch HaNir. He says, what's going on here? When have we ever been afraid that if a guy's completely up, that he's going to fall asleep? It's one thing to go from Shinis Arai to Shinis Keva, but the guy's completely up. You're afraid he's going to fall asleep? He's your human alarm clock. He's up. He's your roommate that always wakes you up. Where do we ever find rechoshishness? Great kasha Aruch HaNir. So Aruch HaNir says the following beautiful pshat. He says the chum are so worried about tefillin that you got to teach the bar mitzvah boy not to flatulate. That's why you go to the restroom before you put on your tefillin. If you feel like you have to flatulate, you got to take them off. Or if you have to flatulate quick, you got to move them off. Move it off your head and move it off your arm. It's a very serious thing. It's not just stam, guys. It's an halacha. So the Aruch HaNir says, since the chum are so worried about these things on tefillin, you know what? They're afraid that Shenis Arai is going to turn to Shenis Keva. So even though Shenis Keva is only also because of Xer, you might flatulate, we say we're so worried about a guy who's fully up, he might also fall asleep. When it comes to tefillin, we get really nervous. So we're chayshish, even a guy who's fully up might fall asleep. That's what he says is the theme about tefillin. That's the concern, the worriness. What'd you say?
It's only the Aruch HaNir.
Aruch HaNir is Masbid the Gemara, but it's a beautiful Hara. Whenever we ever question, a guy's humanly fully up is going to fall asleep. By tefillin, we're worried about him. Okay, everyone have a great day. I'm proud of you guys. Keep chazering. If you have questions, you call me all day if you want. Okay? Then continue tomorrow. We got the Chumash tomorrow too, Bezat Hashem. Okay? All right, keep it up, guys. I'm proud of you guys. You shtickles. And Mincha, I guess, is what? 12:37, I guess, in Reuben. Or 1 or 2:30 Bismedish. Yeah. I don't know. I guess assume it's 2:30 Bismedish. Yeah. I assume it's a regular schedule in the coil, you know.
Yeah,
no, I'm gonna go home. It's supposed to start getting bad at 2. So I want to get.
You're not gonna come back?
No. No.
Is open?
I think it has, but I gotta get. We have because all the guys in the shul are off work. So if Minchas Chinuch at 4:15, Rabban at 5.
Wait, they're off work because
a lot of guys didn't go into work because of the weather. So instead of doing the shir at night, we're doing it before Mincha, 4:15. So I gotta get back for that. Yeah. Have a good day. Good to see you. Good day. Good to see you. Are you Shakoyah? The cards are over. Good. Okay, good. You don't have college classes today. All right, good. Bro, we're going to learn.